tell a little bit, please, about yours, your years at Cornell. Of course, you were a singular point in a way in the field of probability, but still it is interesting. First of all, what time was this?
Well, I was indeed a singular point in the field of probability since I wasn't in it at all. I spent a lot of time with interruptions at Cornell. I went there as an undergraduate in 1945 and emerged with a PhD in 1953. Mm-hmm. I did this along somewhat of a zigzag course. I'd become interested in parts of philosophy and in mathematical logic as an undergraduate, and I'd had contact with Max Black, who was a philosopher and mathematical logician in the philosophy department at Cornell, and I started to work on a master's degree in philosophy. I found, however, that though I was intrigued by the problems of mathematical logic, I otherwise had major reservations about philosophy and decided to switch to mathematics. Fortunately, Barclay Rosser, leading mathematical logician, was in the mathematics department at the time, and I worked with him.
But have you any... you see, of course, that everything depends on the point of view. Donsker told that at that time everybody in the Department of Mathematics was excited with probability theory. Even Fuchs has published something in this field, and Walker told that he was irritated by this arcsine laws, talks everywhere, and so on. Have you noticed any...
Well, I suppose I must have been influenced by this atmosphere, because even though that interest was on my periphery, I did take some courses in probability and statistics. I remember particularly well a statistics course that Wolfowitz taught. Mm-hmm. He was a very exciting teacher, very nervous, but very inspiring to, I think, to young students, undergraduates, as well as to more advanced students. Mm-hmm. And so I think I did get to realize that probability was a fascinating field. In fact, I think it was having learned about the central limit theorem that drew me into probability. I thought that was an absolutely gorgeous and amazing result that random variables of such different natures should all be attracted to the normal distribution.
Mm-hmm. And you have discovered this at one of these courses?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wolfowitz was probably among probabilists the person with whom you had the most exposure.
Yes, that's right. I took a year's course with him, and I didn't really have at that time much contact with Katz or Hunt or Feller or the other great people that I should have gotten to know then. I did know them, but...
But just a question of atmosphere. Say, did exist some kind of public opinion among students that, say, these people were great mathematicians, or such kind of respect and, enthusiasm was not... something usual for American students.
I think it was usual. I think we had great respect for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
tell me your earlier history. When you went to the college, to Cornell.
Yes.
First of all, at that time, had you any idea of becoming a mathematician?
I knew that I had a liking for mathematics, but I was by no means determined to be a mathematician. In fact, I had a major in mathematics and also in philosophy, but I was undecided what to do.
Mm-hmm. I see. And why have you went to Cornell, say, not? You probably applied to several places, and was it something accidental or not?
Yes, it was very largely accidental. I applied at two places, Cornell and Swarthmore. That was just the end of the war years then,
mm-hmm.
And things were very tight, housing and admissions. Cornell admitted me. Swarthmore told me that I would have to wait half a year, and so that made the decision obvious. So it was clearly accidental.
Yes, yes.